And then lastly, and this is probably the biggest one in my opinion, the ability to create your own custom virtual agents. And this is going to be taking place in a new AI studio that Zoom is offering, and apparently it's going to be available in a beta form later in the spring. So we will 100% be keeping our eyes out for the Zoom AI studio. And this is going to allow you to build agents that handle customer interactions. So super interesting and intriguing feature coming later in the spring here. Okay, now as far as availability goes for these new features, the Zoom tasks are again expected to launch at the end of this month. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back for a pretty quick episode today talking about a new announcement from Zoom, who in 2024 made the commitment to being AI-first with their platform. And that continues to be their strategy with their recent announcement about the agentic capabilities and the agentic enhancements that are coming to Zoom's AI Companion. This transformation turns it from a personal assistant to a proactive partner. And these capabilities span the Zoom platform. They include features in Zoom Meetings, Zoom Team Chat, Zoom Docs, Zoom Phone, Zoom Whiteboard, and the Zoom Contact Center. So there are a ton of amazing features being announced in each of those, and we will touch on each of those in a bit, which we will touch on next, and then we're going to discuss the pricing and availability. So first up is general task execution and orchestration. The Zoom Companion has now been equipped with reasoning and memory, so after a meeting, it can perform and manage multi-step actions, executing tasks based on the observations from the meeting, so scheduling follow-up meetings or additional meetings, generating documents, even executing action items from those meetings. And that was reported in today's rundown.ai newsletter. Next is the calendar management capabilities. The AI Companion can now assist in scheduling follow-up meetings by helping find a time that works for all participants. Next is the calendar management capabilities. So the AI Companion can now assist in, again, scheduling follow-up meetings by helping find a time that works for all participants. So this takes something that has been a feature in many calendar apps, like checking availabilities and letting you know when everybody is available, out of your hands and into the agents. Now, if you're using Zoom for any sort of content creation, so when you do interviews or maybe you record podcast discussions, they have a clip generation feature now that's going to allow the meeting participants to generate clips of key moments from the meeting that can be shared or later examined or, again, used in content creation. Next, they have a writing assistant feature. So if you need to generate documents or follow up material after your meetings, you can now use Zoom's AI agent to help you generate that content. Again, tons of features here. So continuing down the list, they also are announcing Zoom tasks, and these are expected to launch at the end of this month. And this is kind of an extension of the general task execution and orchestration. This is a feature that's automatically going to detect meeting action items that need to be followed up on or executed, things like scheduling meetings, again, creating documents, executing communication to meeting participants. But Zoom Tasks is going to live in a new tab within the Zoom workplace. They can also be embedded into Zoom Docs. And it might be time for us to do a deep dive episode into Zoom and all of these new features and capabilities of the platform, because it has very quickly become much more than just a video meeting tool. Next up, we have a voice recording feature. So this is available in the Zoom Workplace mobile app, and it's essentially a transcription tool. It's going to summarize and record and transcribe the contents of your meetings. So another pretty standard feature in a lot of these AI meeting assistants and tools, but certainly a necessary one. And then starting in May, the AI Companion is going to provide live notes. So real-time documentation of what's taking place during the meeting and notes on what's being discussed. Also providing summaries of the calls and the meetings just to enhance the overall experience and the overall retention of the important information from your meetings. And then lastly, and this is probably the biggest one in my opinion, the ability to create your own custom virtual agents. And this is going to be taking place in a new AI studio that Zoom is offering, and apparently it's going to be available in a beta form later in the spring. So we will 100% be keeping our eyes out for the Zoom AI studio, and this is going to allow you to build agents that handle customer interactions. So super interesting and intriguing feature coming later in the spring here. Okay, now as far as availability goes for these new features, the Zoom tasks are again expected to launch at the end of this month. There's also going to be a custom AI Companion add-on available in April. So next month, that's going to be a $12 per user per month charge. And apparently this add-on includes small language models that are going to be incorporated into the tool being added, in, as well as some custom avatar features. So this very well could be the digital twin that the Zoom CEO hinted at last year when they were diving headfirst into their AI-first strategy. In addition to that, they also have a personal coach that's scheduled to be made available in June of this year. So super interesting and very curious to see what that personal coach feature looks like and what it might be capable of. So the last thing to note here is that Zoom is also providing industry-specific implementations and versions of this AI companion. So things that are significantly very focused on a specific use case, examples being clinicians and education in particular. So those industries will definitely benefit from those industry-specific enhancements. So if you are a navigator out there who is a heavy Zoom user, you have a lot of AI goodness to look forward to and some pretty significant enhancements in the new AI first era of Zoom. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.